I just want you right now, before we get started into this podcast, to just, wherever you are, take a deep breath. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just take a moment to be inside of you. Close your eyes if you have to. In this episode, we'll be dealing with toxic family members and depression. So I'll start by saying that we all have toxic family members or loved ones, right? And chances are, when you read the title of this podcast, you thought of the toxic ones in your life. Now, that ain't cool. Or maybe you've gotten to a place like me, where I've eliminated a lot of the toxic people out of my life. But let's face a reality here, and that is, there will be toxic people on this earth until the day we're all made whole. So in this podcast, we'll be covering 3 points for dealing with toxic family or loved ones. If you take notes, now will be the time to pull out your notebook. And while you do so, I'll recap from the last podcast. If you've been following us on Instagram at The Internal Project, you know that we've been tackling the subject of depression and how we can overcome it and face it together and walk away truly free from the prison of depression. We tackle things on an intimate level here, and I have it that way because there are not a lot of places that you can go and talk to someone about things that are internal traumas. Where here, we talk about it. Here, we discuss it. And here, we think internally so that we may be healed from the inside out, not from the outside in, because that is not true healing. The very first nugget in this podcast is to remember that family is just family. What does this mean? It means that family are they're humans. They are people just like you. And a lot of times they identify your faults. They identify your shortcomings because they in themselves don't want to face their own. And you have to realize this. And this is also a big part of forgiveness. Realizing that most of the time, those who are most in need of forgiveness are not able to forgive themselves. Now, why is this important to remember? It's important to remember because the moment you remember that they are humans, you have to also realize that they don't have authority over your thoughts. You have been given the ability from our Father above and the authority from our Father above to make conscious efforts and choices to live a better life. Will you do that? Will you decide today that today is the last day I live this way? Today is the last day I decide to minimize who I am so that those around me can be maximized in my life in a negative way. Family is just family. But what you have to realize is, point number two, family have an objective. Even when they are toxic unintentionally or it's unrecognizable in themselves, you have to still recognize that they are operating in toxicity. And that is important because when you recognize that they have an objective, we can no longer normalize their toxicity. That right there is a moment where you can clap your hands and stomp your feet. That, my friends, is called accountability. And if we see that the effort that those people have in creating negativity is larger than the efforts they have in creating a positive energy in our life, come on, I'm going to take you somewhere with this one. You have to be accountable enough to say that you can no longer dwell in my safe space. You can no longer dwell in my place of happiness and peace because you're draining the life out of me. And if I've recognized that I've let you drain the life out of me until this point, I have to now recognize that I have the same authority to demand that you put back positivity where you took out positivity. And if they're not willing to do that, see you later. You gotta go. See, when we confront these toxic energies, we demand answers that our soul deserve. Don't normalize toxic ways just because you've become comfortable or immune to them. That is insanity. Here's a more intimate look inside. a lot of times people or family members have dealt with their own trauma. And because they've never had true healing from their own trauma, they walk in a way where they have normalized their trauma. They have normalized their hurt and their pain, and they have not confronted it. And because they have not confronted theirs, it's so easy to create a space like that for others. But I'm here to tell you today that the third point is accountability. And you have been given the ability to be accountable. The choice is yours. See, toxic people operate with an objective, but you have been given the right to guard your heart and not feel bad about it at all. You have been given the authority to say, I can't just afford to let you continue to yank me down. Accountability means to be in a state of responsibility. In other words, you know better, so do better. So what does this mean? Do better. You've gained insight, so use it. You can no longer blame yourself so that you don't have to blame mama for her fails, or daddy for his absence, or uncle for touching you in a way that was inappropriate. The blame yourself game is over, and now we walk in accountability. Why is this important? Because your freedom from guilt is intrinsic to your sanity. Your truth is intrinsic to your happiness, and your happiness is intrinsic to your joy. No more toxicity, no more depression. In conclusion, I wish you love, joy, peace, freedom, and remember that your family is just family with an objective. And after realizing whether that family member's objective is good or bad, it's our job to take action. And it's also our job to be accountable. I hope this podcast has blessed you in a way that it blessed me. I prayed before I did this that this can really help someone heal from some things that needed to be healed. God bless you all, and until we meet again, peace be with you.